Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll talk about a board game about trains. Ticket to Ride is a fun game about trains reaching their destination. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. The board game, Ticket to Ride, published by Days of Wonder. This is a very fun game. It's a family game. It's got a big board and a lot of little trains. Now, this is rated for ages 8 and up, and 2 to 5 people can play it, and they're saying it takes 30 to 60 minutes to play. Now, the object of the game is you want to have the most points at the end of the game, and to get points is lay the most trains down. So that's how you do it. Now, the game itself comes with a board map of North American train routes, 240 train cards of different colors, 30 destination cards, and scoring markers. Now, this is good. You set this game up, you put the board out, you get everybody a little bag of their colored trains. You take the destination cards and you give everybody, I think, 5 cards, and they can pick up 2 or 3 and keep and discard the other 2. They also get some train cards, and the rest go up. There's 5 that go up and next to your draw pile. And it's got different color trains. It gets the green, the red, the orange, the black, the white, and I think 1 or 2 other blue. And then there's the engine car, which is like a wild card. It could take the place of any of them. Now, what you have to do is you have to lay down track. And it shows different sections or number of sections of trains between cities. For example, if your destination card is from Portland to Phoenix, you have to find Phoenix and then find Portland. And there's usually more than one way to get there. And the reason for this is because if somebody else already takes that section of track to go to a different destination, then you have to find a different route. Now, from Phoenix, one way to get to Portland is you go from Phoenix to L.A., and you need 3 sections of trains. Now, 3 sections of trains, they all have to be the same color, whatever color is designated on the board. Some are green, some are pink, and so on and so forth. In the case of Phoenix to L.A., it's a grayish color, which means any color, but they all have to be the same 3. So, on your turn, you may draw a train card, or 2 train cards. You may claim a route, which is laying down the 3, in this case, the 3 trains that I just mentioned from Phoenix to L.A., or you could draw some more destination cards. Now, let me explain a little detail on this. You draw train cards. You could draw 2 from the 5 that are face up. You could draw 2 from the draw pile that's face down. Or if there is a wild card, an engine card, face up, you could take that, but only 1 card. So that's what you do there. To claim a route, you just pick out anyone you want that's helping you get from your destinations. And you draw destination cards. You know, there's so many different destinations you can go, and each one has a different point value. Like the one I was saying, Portland to Phoenix, you would get rewarded 11 points when you finish this. Toronto, Miami, 10. And, they go on and on. And then you got some hard ones like Vancouver to Montreal. That's a long route, so they're going to give you 20 points for it. Kansas City to Houston, only 5. Now, at the end of the game, when the game's all over, you see how many destinations that you actually completed, and you get those points. For every destination card you have in your hand that you did not complete, you subtract those points. So you don't want to just grab as many as you can and have in front of you, because if you don't complete them, you lose the points. Also, for every section of track you lay down or trains, you get points for that as well. And you do that during the game as you lay them down. For example, if you just lay down 1 train, and there's a few in here that's only 1 train long, For example, Seattle to Vancouver, you get 1 point. And if it's too long, you get two. Three long, you get four. Four long, you get seven. Five long, you get 10. And six long, you get 15. So the longer ones, obviously you get more points, but they're also harder to yet get all those colored cards to help you with it. And you don't have to worry about playing defense. You don't know what their destination is. But I tell you, sometimes when you take a little section from one city to another, that makes it very difficult for the other people to get to their destination. So they have to go the long way to get to it usually. So this is easy game to set up. It really is. And after the first round, it's a piece of cake to play it. Just going over the rules first time with any game is a little iffy. But after you go through one round, it's a piece of cake. It really is fun. Now, this game was created by Alan Moon, published in 2004. Board Game Geek gives it a rating of 7.4 out of 10, which is pretty good. And they're saying the difficulty rating is 1.83 out of 5. Now, where these ratings come from is people who are members of Board Game Geek. They rate all their games, and that's just their opinion. And there's many different members, so that's that. Now, and Amazon will rate it at 4.9 out of 5, which is pretty good, and they're selling it for $44. Now, there's many different editions of this Ticket to Ride game. It did so well, it's very popular. So they have a Europe edition, a Rail and Sales edition, a First Journey edition, and they also have a New York edition, and there's a few others as well. You can get five people to sit around a table and play this. You can get two people. I just played this with my grandson the other day, just two of us. We had a lot of fun. The scoring mechanism goes around the board. You get a little square, one all the way to 100. And if you get more than 100 points, you just do another lap. It's that simple. So everybody's carrying this. Like I said, Amazon carries everything. But I believe I've seen this at Target and probably Walmart. Kmart's gone. Walmart. So if you get a chance to play this, by all means, give it a shot. I think you'll like it enough to go out and buy it for your family. If you have any questions on it or any feedback, let me know. You can contact me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. And we also have a Facebook group out there, Playful Pursuit. So until next week, this is Joe. Have fun. Go play some games.